now take a quick look at pineal gland symbology and the pine cone. Why the truth and information about this knowledge has been a well-guarded secret of the priest class for a great many years. The symbol of the all-seeing eye has always been a part of Earth's creation mythologies and mysteries. In ancient Egypt, and in the modern-day dollar bill, it is symbolized by the Eye of Horus, or the all-seeing eye. The symbol was passed down through the ancient mystery teachings of Babylon and be found on the American dollar bill. Why the symbol of the eye? The eye is the observer of reality, or the illusion of reality. In the physical body, your eyes look outward, though it views objects upside down, and next sends the message of what it observes to the brain, which interprets the image and makes it appear right side up to us. But the human body has another physical eye, whose function has long been recognized by humanity. It is called the third eye, which in reality is the pineal gland. It is the spiritual third eye, our inner vision, and it is considered the seat of the soul. It is located in the geometric center of the cranium. The pineal gland is about the size of a grain of rice and is in the center of the brain. It is located in the geometric center in the brain as well. It is located directly behind the eyes, attached to the third ventricle. The true function of this mysterious gland has long been contemplated by philosophers and spiritual adepts. Ancient Greeks believed the pineal gland to be our connection into the realms of thought. Descartes called it the seat of the soul. This gland is activated by light, and it controls the various biorhythms of the body. It works in harmony with the hypothalamus gland, which directs the body's thirst, hunger, sexual desire, and the biological clock that determines our aging process. When the pineal gland awakens, one feels a pressure at the base of the brain. This pressure will often be experienced when connecting to higher frequency. A head injury can also activate the third eye pineal gland. While the physiological function of the pineal gland has been unknown until recent times, mystical traditions and esoteric schools have long known this area in the middle of the brain to be the connecting link between the physical and spiritual worlds. Consider the most powerful and highest source of ethereal energy available to humans, the pineal gland has always been important in initiating supernatural powers. Development of psychic talents has been closely associated with this organ of higher vision. The pineal gland contains a complete map of the visual field of the eyes, and it plays significant roles in human functioning. With the pineal gland being a pine cone-shaped gland, we will now take a look at some of the symbology of pine cones throughout the world, symbolizing the third eye and the attainment and the restriction also of knowledge. The most fascinating of all pine cone pineal gland iconography is found in Rome at the Vatican. This is the largest representation of a pine cone found anywhere in the world and is adorned by two peacocks, which symbolize immortality and resurrection. Notice that the pine cone is green and undeveloped. This is symbolic of how the priest class wishes for our third eyes to remain immature, unopened, and unable to see the true light and nature of reality. This symbol is an in-your-face reminder of the restriction of knowledge and the power of keeping mankind in a state of arrested development through the withholding of pineal gland information, thus keeping us from knowing the true nature of reality through providing us with false religions. Or dimethyltryptamine is a substance produced by the pineal gland that is believed to facilitate the traveling of the human soul in and out of the body. The human body is flooded with this substance at birth and at death, and also the 13th week of gestation of a newborn child, coinciding with the Tibetan Book of the Dead and what it refers to as the exact time when a soul can incarnate in a new body on earth. DMT has been associated with near-death experiences and shamanistic travels into the spirit world by its ability to take a person's soul into non-material realms of reality. Strange enough, DMT also has a cone shape when magnified underneath a microscope. Clinical studies of DMT have shown patients to contact alien and reptilian-like creatures who claim to be waiting for them during these experiences. Shamans have used ayahuasca, which contains DMT, to communicate with their quote-unquote gods for centuries. While science doesn't officially claim to know what DMT is actually for, research into dimethyltryptamine will show that this substance produced by the third eye allows a glimpse into realms beyond our 3D world. Buddhist monks spend lifetimes to know this power, and there is more to know on DMT than we have time to cover here. So please look into dimethyltryptamine, DMT, for yourself. Another interesting connection to the pineal gland is Sirius. Often referred to as the portal to Sirius, it appears that this knowledge of the pineal gland and DMT was known by the priest class of the Egyptians as well as by the priest class of today. You will find reference to both the pine cone and Sirius to be important elements of the Freemasonic system. The star Sirius is commonly known as the dog star, and the dog is associated with the 13th Kabbalistic pathway of Gimel, and is the guardian of the threshold. The dog is also that of the ancient Egyptians and their god Anubis. Anubis is the lord of mummification, and is also associated with the death trance, which seems interestingly related to dimethyltryptamine, or DMT. The dog is also used by the Greeks as the three-headed dog of the underworld known as Cerberus, and that of Dr. John Dee's Chronozon of the Enochian Magical System, who is the intelligence of the Veil of the Abyss. The dog also represents the mammalian brain of the cerebellum, which resides atop the reptilian brainstem and is the headquarters for the autonomic nervous system. Between the hemispheres of the cerebellum, one will find the vestigial eye of the pineal gland. There is much more to know about the pineal gland, dimethyltryptamine, and Sirius than we have time to cover in this short video. But I hope you will use this as a springboard for your own research and as a tool to enlighten others on the true nature of our reality of illusion.